It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, The Salvation Army, and Studio West Boutique. Now live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Haworth.
Thanks, Matt. Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to Jan Crow Stadium on the campus of Jacksonville High School as the Bombers tonight with the third game of conference action getting set to take on the Titans of Jacksonville. Mountain Home 0-5 on the campaign, 0-2 so far in the 6A East Conference race. Jacksonville is 1-4 overall. They are 0-2 so far in conference play. Jacksonville's win coming back in week one when they beat Little Rock Mills 25-21. Big game for both of these ball clubs. You look at the conference standings and you look at what it's going to take to get into the state playoffs, and this is one, whoever wins this game is going to have a big leg up on the opposition tonight, whoever loses this one. We'll take a break, come back, talk about this matchup here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, your State Farm agent on Highway 62 East of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's player of the game is Hayden Strider. Hayden had three tackles and three pancake blocks against Pine Bluff and is a critical member of both the offensive and defensive lines. Hayden Strider, the player of the game against Pine Bluff. Brought to you by James Boyette, your State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4141 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4141. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4141.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jacksonville as we are about 15 minutes away from kickoff homecoming here tonight at Jacksonville. And They are wrapping up their ceremonies. Well, last week I want to say another big thank you to Tobias Pugsley. Filled in last week and did a great job. It was nice to work with a professional for a change. Unfortunately, tonight Bob Bird is back with us.
You know, I was going to say something positive about you and Tobias left. Tobias, you know, did a great job, I thought. Now, you sounded the same. As hard as he tried, he could not raise you up.
He tried, though.
He tried real hard and did a very good job. He just couldn't raise you up.
No, he couldn't. He couldn't. Well, this is a game, Bob, you and I were talking about before we got on the air here. Coaches know it. Players know it. If you're going to get into the playoffs, you've got to have this one tonight, whichever the team you're talking about.
Whichever team you're talking about, Mountain Home Jacksonville, whoever wins this game has the shot at the playoff spot. Whoever loses this game, the road gets a lot harder.
It does.
It really does.
Six of the eight teams in the conference, of course, advance on to the postseason. And you look at the conference standings right now, Jacksonville, Mountain Home, Little Rock Hall, all winless 0-2. One of those teams is going to, at least one of those teams, going to get in. So this is one that's going to go a long way in determining who's going to make it to the state playoffs. This Jacksonville team, as we mentioned earlier, a four-point winner over Little Rock Mills to start the season. They lost to Catholic 34-17. In week three, they lost to Sylvan Hills 28-3. So tough, two back-to-back tough opponents. In conference play, they did something that nobody else has been able to do, and that is shut down the Searcy passing game with Shucker, their great quarterback. They shut him down, forced Searcy to run the ball. Searcy won the game 35-20. But Jacksonville opened some eyes there, and they played well for a half last week against Jonesboro. Wound up losing 76-31, lopsided score, but it was a close game at halftime. Bob, this is a team that you hear what they've done to Searcy. They played.
You know, one thing you, when you talk about they do what they have to shut down the opposing team. You can look for them against stuff. If they shut down the pass against Searcy, which is a predominantly throwing team, they're going to stack the line of scrimmage against us tonight, trying to shut down the run and make us throw the ball, which we haven't done successfully very often this year. And two, you know, you talk about the spurts they have. You know, it's just a matter of them putting four quarters together to be a good football team. It sounds like from the scores and things we've heard that they play a quarter good and a quarter not so good, then another quarter, then a bad quarter. If they ever put four quarters together, they'll be a dangerous football team because there's no question they have the athletes.
H.D. Martin is the quarterback, and he is a young man that he can run the ball very well. He throws the ball better this year than he did last year. And I know their head coach, Barry Hickenbotham, believes he's got a chance to play not only at the next level, but maybe some small Division I. Maybe not as a quarterback, but he can play somewhere probably.
Probably not a quarterback, not sized to play quarterback, but definitely sized to be a defensive back corner or something like that with his speed and his quickness.
They've got a good running back as well, Sean Ellis, some FCS schools looking at him, an all-conference runner last year. And Kevin Fulton, the leading tackler from last year, is the middle linebacker, and they are all back. Mountain Home won last year 34-27. That was a game that snapped a 33-game conference losing streak for Mountain Home. Bob, we remember that got kind of hairy at the end because Mountain Home had three fourth-quarter turnovers, and the game wasn't decided until the final play when Mountain Home intercepted a pass to seal the victory. It got kind of wild at the end.
Well, it got kind of wild. You know, we had to fight them off at the very end. We kept killing ourselves with turnovers and things of that nature. And, you know, it was a great win because of the ending of that stigma, that losing streak, and it propelled them on to having a finishing year very strong last year. We hope that they have the same success tonight. You know, Jacksonville's probably going to play a little better at home than they did on the road last year.
Right.
You know, we just have to step up and play with them.
It is a warm night for football. The sun is finally beyond the horizon here. Our press box here faces the west, and it is brutal with that sun setting, but it's finally beyond the horizon, and we're about 11 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and the Titans, and we'll see how many times I say Red Devils. I know I did last year several times. Yeah. Of course, Jacksonville is Jacksonville High School still, but it's combined Jacksonville and North Pulaski. They combined the school districts a couple of years ago, and they are now called the Titans. Well, 11 minutes away from kickoff, we're going to take a break. There are some great matchups around the state tonight. A lot of undefeated teams playing each other. Matt Sharp will have our studio report coming up when we continue with the Bomber pregame show in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyett pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyett, your State Farm agent on Highway 62 East of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Week during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's player of the game is Hayden Strider. Hayden had three tackles and three pancake blocks against Pine Bluff and is a critical member of both the offensive and defensive lines. Hayden Strider, the player of the game against Pine Bluff, brought to you by James Boyett, your State Farm agent on Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
More than 75 years ago, electric cooperatives were formed to bring power to rural Arkansas. Neighbors came together to build electric lines and grow communities. Over the years, we've created an electricity network that provides reliable and affordable power to over 1 million Arkansans. We live and work in the communities we serve. At homes, businesses, and schools, we work to brighten the future of our communities. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
And we welcome you back to the State Farm Agent James Boyett pregame show. State Farm Agent James Boyett's office strives to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life and recovering from the unexpected and realizing their dreams. Matt Sharp joining you with our first Classic Hits 101.7 studio report of the night as the Mountain Home Bombers getting ready to take on the Titans of Jacksonville tonight down in Pulaski County. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, Searcy playing at Marion this evening. Jonesboro is at Pine Bluff tonight. This could very well decide the 6A East Conference Championship. The Zebras come into this game ranked 8th in the state overall. They just moved back into the top 10, and they're also second in Class 6A. West Memphis is hosting Little Rock Hall tonight with the Blue Devils, ranked 9th in the state overall, 3rd in 6A. They also moved into the top 10 just this week. On the local level, Yellow Summit is having homecoming tonight. The Panthers coming off that big win over Greenland last week, 49-28. You know they'd like to keep that momentum going tonight for a homecoming. They're hosting Green Forest this evening. Salem is at home against Cross County. Melbourne is at Clinton tonight, and this is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, game in Class 3A this week. This is a battle of unbeatens and could very well decide the 3A1 championship. And Clinton coming into this game ranked 5th in Class 3A. Marshall is at home against Elkins tonight. Mountain View hosts Greenland. Harrison is currently ranked 5th in Class 5A, and they are on the road tonight playing at Valonia. Also this evening, West Plains is hosting Springfield Parkview. Hollister is at Stratford. Forsyth is entertaining Sarkozy. Branson is at Willard, and Ava is home against Kabul. In the Arkansas Associated Press overall top 10 games that we haven't gotten to yet, number 1 Harbor is at Bentonville tonight. Second-ranked Bryant made the trip to Little Rock, the short trip to Little Rock, to face Central. Third-ranked North Little Rock is in Fort Smith to take on Southside. Fourth-ranked Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, is hosting Siloam Springs. Fifth-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, is hosting the third-ranked team in Class 5A, Little Rock Christian. This is probably the biggest game Actually, it is the biggest game of Class 5A this week. Number 6, Bentonville West, is at Springdale tonight. 7th-ranked Cabot has made the trip to Conway. And a number 10, El Dorado, who is also ranked number 4 in Class 6A, is at Sheridan tonight. There's only one game in the Class 6A top 5 we haven't gotten to yet, and that is number 5, Benton, playing at home against Texarkana. The Panthers moved into the top 5 after Searcy lost to West Memphis last week. In the Class 5A top 5 games that we haven't mentioned yet, number 2, Wynn, is hosting Valley View tonight. The Senators will be hosting the Scrappers of Nashville this week. 2nd-ranked Prairie Grove will entertain Shallow Christian. 3rd-ranked P. Ridge is at home against Gravett. 4th-ranked Warren has made the trip to Dumas. And we just mentioned Arkadelphia, the Badgers ranked 5th this week, will be hosting Fountain Lake. Class 3A top 5 games that we haven't gotten to yet. Number 1, Prescott is at home against Horatio. 2nd-ranked Junction City is entertaining Falk tonight. 3rd-ranked Charleston is at Two Rivers, and number 4, Mayflower, is hosting Rosebud. Class 2A top 5, number 1, Mount Ida, is at Spring Hill this evening. 2nd-ranked Ryzen is hosting Hermitage. 3rd-ranked Foreman is at Lafayette County. 4th-ranked Earl is playing at Rector this evening. And number 5, Danville, is at home against Magazine. Let's look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll take a break, get you back to Brad and Bob at Jacksonville as the Mountain Home Bombers are getting ready to take on the Titans. You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 85 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Captain Spaulding. The money we raise help people in the surrounding 5 counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Now back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jacksonville as we approach kickoff, about 3 minutes away. Bob, what happened with the coin toss tonight?
What?
Hey, I had no problem with Tobias last week. He not only did he get the coin toss, he helped carry the bags. He did everything.
I'm not carrying no bags.
I know. I carried everything.
Yeah. Anyway, the steps were steep. Jacksonville won the toss and they chose to receive. We were discussing the pros and cons of deferring and receiving.
Yes.
And once again, you're wrong.
Well, as much as I can't stand it, Belichick always likes to defer and then kind of look at the end of the first half, maybe getting a score before halftime and getting the ball back right after halftime.
I kind of like, you know, the first play of the game usually is a great adrenaline rush, and I kind of like to have a – you know, the ball on that adrenaline rush. I don't want the other team all hyped up running the ball back on me. I want to run it back on them.
Well, we'll see how it works out tonight, because the Titans will have the football to start the ball game. Bombers coming off that loss last week to Pine Bluff, 36-14. Glad to see some points on the board in that second half, because Pine Bluff dominated the first half. Mount Home scores a couple of touchdowns, and the first one coming against the first-team defense of Pine Bluff. And I know the young men were very thrilled about that and hoping to take a little momentum from that into this game here this evening. We are approaching kickoff. We'll take one more break. Come back and get this one started in just a moment. It's Mountain Home at Jacksonville. Kickoff is next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud to welcome Dr. Corey Smith to their medical staff. Dr. Smith is an obstetrician and gynecologist at the new BRMC Obstetric and Gynecology Clinic, located in the Medical Arts Building, Mountain Home. Dr. Smith specializes in women's health, focusing on reproductive care from puberty through adulthood and treating women during pregnancy, labor, childbirth, and postpartum period. Dr. Corey Smith is now accepting new patients. Call BRMC Obstetrics and Gynecology today at 508-3990. Welcome, Dr. Corey Smith.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.